listening to Wake Up and Read the Labels, your guide to eating simple and feeling good. If you want to eat clean and feel your best, guess what? You're in the right place. Each week, we talk about ingredients that may be holding you back from feeling your best. We also talk to some brands that are going against the grain and actually using real ingredients we can recognize. Plus, we're sharing stories with people who are just like you, who actually woke up and read the labels. Welcome to Wake Up and Read the Labels podcast. Today, we're going to be talking to a brand that can actually help you keep clean eating consistently in your life. And what I mean by that is sometimes you don't have time to make a meal. You might be on the road. You have to throw something in your kid's lunch, or maybe you have to have a snack on your desk at work in order to avoid the break room, junk food. And so today we're going live with Bearded Brothers. They are organic bars. And there's nothing like them out there. I'm going to be talking to president of Bearded Brothers, Nick Meyer, about how he embarked on this journey and why we should all feel good about these organic bars. Welcome, Nick.
Thank you. I'm excited to catch up. We as a brand follow you on Instagram, and I know my wife has been following you for a while as well. So fun to be with you. Thanks for having me. Thanks for having us. Yeah, looking forward to chatting.
Of course. So y'all are always reading labels, right?
I would say pretty much. Yeah, for the most part. Sometimes we don't always, but yeah, definitely in the top percentile.
Okay. So I know that Bearded Brothers has amazing labels with, I don't know, some bars might have 6 ingredients, some have 4 ingredients. They're all ingredients we can recognize. They're all organic. I do want to dive into those ingredients, but first I'd love to know kind of your take of how you got involved in Bearded Brothers and why was this mission of producing bars with real food important to you?
So when you think about the initial story of Bearded Brothers, and why is it called Bearded Brothers? Because it's a unique name. It was started by two bearded brothers in law in Austin in 2011. So the impetus of it, when you think about what we do now, a lot stayed the same, but it was really what's out there right now and what's missing. And they felt like they wanted something that was organic, simple, clean ingredients made up of fruits, nuts, and seeds. And so they started it, created it, kind of built it up. A couple years ago in 2018, my father-in-law and brother-in-law and I had a chance to partner up and kind of carry the baton from the original set of Bearded Brothers. And so went from a set of in-laws to another set of in-laws, stayed a family-run business. And like I said, the kind of ethos of it, of organic simplicity, has stayed the same the whole time. And so when you think about what drew us in, you know, interesting brand, interesting product, but also just the product itself of being something that you feel good about eating, you feel good about sharing. Why do you feel good about it? You feel good about the ingredients, reading it, there's a sense of pride that you take in that label. And then, of course, physically, when you eat it, you feel good after that. And so if you go to our website, you'll probably see the phrase, the bar you can feel good about eating and sharing. And I think that counts for a lot for us personally, but also for our customers, for the families of our customers. It's something that, again, kind of repeating myself, but you look on the back, you read the ingredients, you know the ingredients, and not only do you know them, you feel really good about them. And then it's kind of backed up by how you feel after it. And it might be something too that's kind of subconscious. You may not overtly think like, oh man, pat yourself on the back, I feel good about it, but there is a feeling. And you also may think back to, I felt pretty good after I ate that. You may not actually think to yourself like, oh, I'm physically feeling like I've got a lot of energy after eating that Bearded Brothers bar. But there really is something to the way you mentally feel about eating a particular product, and then, of course, physically as well. So I think that all kind of drew us in, and it's been fun to build on what was initially created over the last 5+ years.
Yeah, what most people don't realize, I just did a live actually on protein bars, and I did have Bearded Brothers in there, by the way. But
saw that, yeah.
What was going on is people are reading the front. They're trying to get, you know, 20, 30 grams of protein in this tiny bar, which is kind of impossible unless you're, you know, putting really bad things in there. And they're also not realizing that this stuff has brown rice syrup in it. It has preservatives or gums or fillers in it. And then most importantly, it's using a lot of proteins that aren't even from organic sources. And so if someone reads a label and it says, you know, gluten-free oats, or it says pea protein and it's not organic, most people don't realize that there could be a trace of pesticides in there as well. So why is it important for you guys at Bearded Brothers to have organic ingredients?
I mean, I think you kind of hit on it. It's almost, this is maybe be like a little bit hyperbole, but it helps you sleep a little better at night. You know, that what you're putting out there is not only clean from a sense of, yeah, a date is like a clean ingredient, you know, it's a whole ingredient, but it's also organic. You know how it was grown, you know what's not on it when you just referenced it, pesticides. And so that kind of stuff has a way of, it can have a way of adding up. So a little bit of something not great once may not make that big of an impact, but a little bit of something over the course of a long period of time, that can have a way of adding up. Mm-hmm. And so having organic ingredients allows us to check the box of peace of mind, but also, we feel good about giving the best possible product from an ingredient standpoint to our customers. And then, of course, we can talk about it in a little bit. We also want to make sure it tastes good, but I think that's really it. It's just kind of the peace of mind. You know what's not in it, and that feels good. And we want to put the best possible product out there. And that helps us do that.
And I think you hit the nail on the head when you said, like, this, when you eat this, it makes you feel good. It doesn't, like, you know, you're not going to go run a marathon because you ate a Bearded Brothers bar. However, what most people don't realize is when they're eating bars, most bars are actually depleting themselves of energy, or it's giving them quick energy, and then it's making them very tired. And it's also making them need more snacks and need more food, which is why I tell people it's really hard for a lot of people to make it from breakfast to lunch without a snack, or even lunch to dinner without a snack. And it's because of the quality of the foods they're eating, which is why we are bringing Bearded Brothers here to you guys today. So, Nick, what are the different type of bars that you guys make?
We have our, the original kind of OG core energy bars. You'll find anywhere from 4 organic ingredients in sea salt to 7 organic ingredients in sea salt in most of those bars. So those are kind of your snack bars, energy bars. And then we have a Yumpster Yo Bar line. So that's our kids bar line. That's going to be 3 to 4 organic ingredients per bar. And excited about that. That's a bit newer, 2 or so years old. And then we recently launched a plant-based protein line. So 11 grams of plant-based protein per bar. Again, focused on a simple ingredient deck. Those are about 6 to 7 organic ingredients in sea salt per bar. And I think those are obviously like slightly more functional, the protein bars. People that may be wanting to integrate a little bit more protein, perhaps as like a meal replacement, or just more protein as a snack on the go. But the common theme that you'll find amongst all our bars is kind of what I talked about earlier, the organic simplicity. Organic ingredients, simple ingredient deck, generally kind of fruits, nuts, and seeds. Ingredients you know and trust, ingredients you feel good about, and then, oh yeah, by the way, you eat it and yeah, you actually do feel good physically as well.
Okay, let's dive into some of these bars. So I'm taking a look at the protein bar, the dark chocolate.
Yep.
And I see that it has organic dates, organic almonds, organic pea protein, organic pumpkin seeds, organic unsweetened dark chocolate, which I want to talk about that.
Yep.
Organic cacao powder and sea salt. Why are you guys using pea protein?
Yeah. So, you know, we kept it plant-based, and specifically with these pea protein crisps, so it's pea protein. So actually, let me say this. It's great to have a clean label.
Yep.
And of course, you want to eat clean and feel good about it. I mean, you want to enjoy your food too. So taste and texture matter as well. And so we've played around a lot with protein bars. And what we found with this particular type of pea protein in the crisp form is it allows you to be, it's kind of an additive from a texture standpoint, but it also kind of mitigates the proteiny taste. And that can be tough with protein bars. It can be kind of crumbly or super dry from a texture standpoint. And then back to your question specifically. So pea protein, it really, you know, from a digestive standpoint, it's one of the more digestible plant-based proteins. And then really, like, I think it's incumbent upon us to try to find ingredients that check the box from a cleanliness standpoint, from a functional perspective, in this case, a digestible perspective. But you also want it to be readily available. And you have to think about how much is this going to cost, and how are we going to give this the best shot to be accessed by as many people. And so, you know, pea protein it's a little more accessible as well. So kind of checked all the boxes, and we tried a lot of different proteins, and that's what we landed on.
Okay, perfect. And I know pea protein is the most easily digested plant protein. It's rich in iron. It's naturally free of top 8 food allergens. Plus, pea protein has been shown to lower risk factors for heart disease. But why do you guys also add pumpkin seeds? I'm a fan, but like, what are the benefits of pumpkin seeds?
Yeah, I mean, I think it just comes down to an additional way to add some plant-based protein, and then pumpkin seeds specifically. The texture of them adds a little crunch. It's a kind of combination of really the two. So when you think about texture, adds a nice taste addition as well, but then also additional protein outside of just the pea protein that we add.
Yeah. And most people are actually deficient in magnesium. And I think it's 1 or 2 tablespoons of pumpkin seeds a day will meet your magnesium required intake.
Yeah.
But pumpkin seeds, they are packed with copper, magnesium, zinc, and iron. So also super high in omega-3s, which make it anti-inflammatory. And they also help regulate blood sugar levels. So obviously these ingredients are working for you instead of most bars where they work against you. Next up, you guys are doing organic unsweetened dark chocolate.
Yeah.
Most chocolate in most bars are all sweetened with cane sugar or just some other awful, god-awful sweetener. So how are you sweetening the chocolate, and why did you go with unsweetened?
Yeah, it's a good question. And you're right. I don't see unsweetened dark chocolate in many bars. There's some sugar added in most. And I think it goes back to when we've created a lot of these bars, we wanted to stick to the cleanest ingredients possible. And so because of what I just said and what you alluded to as well, most chocolates, chocolate chips have some additives in them. And we found that you don't really need to add sugar or anything else. Although it's pretty bitter on its own, when you mix in the unsweetened dark chocolate specifically with the dates, it's kind of this cool thing that happens, that the bitterness goes away, the dates, the sweetness, the natural sweetness of the dates kind of masks it, and it brings out that delicious chocolatey flavor that you're used to with a chocolate chip that may be sweetened, but you get the benefits of it being kind of in its pure form without any additional sweeteners or otherwise.
Yeah. So I feel like dates in there take care of it. Okay. Let's move on to you're calling the Yo bars for kids, right?
Yeah. If you look at the branding, it's a little more kid centric and certainly is focused on the kids, but by all means, it's a bar enjoyed by parents and adults as well.
Yeah. Love it. Okay. I know that my kids, I even make them lunch every single morning. Like today, I got up and made an entire chicken at 5 a.m. with chicken broth and rice and all the things. And they're like, "Mom, can you please just give us an Uncrustable?" And I'm going like, "No, I'm going to give you real food." So yeah. I also open a drawer and I say, you know, you can pick 2 things from here. If you want a bag of chips or a bar, or you want beef jerky, what do you want? And then my other son today, he's like, "I have to confess, I hid my Valentine's Day candy over there and I want to take some fun dip." And I was going like, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. I'm going to throw that away.
Yeah.
But they do always reach for a Yo bar. So I'm excited about that, right? Because this Yo bar, which is, I think this is the cookie dough, the cookie dough flavor. It's just dates, almond butter, and chocolate, all organic. I guess tell me a little bit more about the Yo bars. I feel like they're just more simplified ingredients for sure, right?
Yep.
What's kind of the marketing behind it? What's it? I don't know. Tell the listener about the Yo bars that don't know anything about them and where to find them.
For sure. First of all, funny how you kind of describe the morning with your boys. I can definitely relate with my about to be 7 year old daughter and her wanting to like go grab some old like Halloween candy and having to try to shoo her away from that and have a better for you, healthier option. So the Yo Bars help, no doubt about it. So Yo Bars, we're excited about this line. It's taken off quite a bit, especially in the last year or so. And when you think about the Yo Bars, I mean, it is super simple. You already talked about it. The cookie dough specifically, organic dates, organic almond butter, organic unsweetened dark chocolate. And the beauty of it is kids think of it as more of a treat, certainly a snack. And it does have that decadence to it, though. It has that, I mean, it's called cookie dough for a reason. It does kind of have that cookie dough flavor. We have the chocolate brownie flavor, which is dates, unsweetened dark chocolate, cacao powder, and almond butter as well. And same thing, right? It's just a simple ingredient bar. We have strawberry, which dates, almond butter, strawberry. Mango is dates, coconut oil, and mango. So just super simple ingredients, but they all have a way of tasting kind of like a treat. And the beauty of it, so I told you I have a about to be 7 year old daughter. I have twins that are 4 and then a 2 year old daughter as well. So I'm happy for them to kind of just like go wild on them and eat sort of as many as they want, because I know what's inside. I know that while it's enjoyable, it's good quality ingredients that are good for them. And so, you know, personally too, like I mentioned adults earlier, it's a nice sort of sweet treat that you can feel good about too. If you're wanting a little something sweet after a meal or a sweet little snack, they're great for that too. And we've really worked hard on, of course, the formulation, but even like the shape of them, they're thin and elongated and you get multiple bites in them, but it's a really nice and easy eat. So yeah, it's done well. I think people have taken to it because of like the simplicity and it tastes good. But again, super like three ingredient deck. And in terms of like where you can find it, so I'd say our website and Amazon are probably the easiest and best, but we're in select Costco regions, Whole Foods, HEB, kind of locally in Texas. But like I said, I think probably the best, there's some other grocery stores in the US as well, but probably the easiest and best is through our website or Amazon.
Okay, so everybody check out the website. It'll be linked beneath this podcast. And also, you can use the code WAKEUP for 25% off. And you can also follow them on social media at Bearded Brothers. That way, next time you are at your grocery store or want to make an order for some clean energy bars, protein bars, or even the Yo Bars, these make perfect snacks and a perfect swap for your bars that you're eating. So thank you, Nick. Your information's been great. And I hope everybody decides to check it out, taste it for themselves, and discover the high quality in your ingredients.
Great. Thanks so much for having us. Really appreciate it. This is fun.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Wake Up and Read the Labels. If you like this episode, guess what? We want you to share it. We'd love that. Share it with a friend and leave us a review. You can subscribe in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or really wherever you're listening to your podcast. For more information, visit us at wakeupandreadthelabels.com.